This year, hopefully, fingers crossed, there's no COVID restrictions like we had last year. But I think last year, under those circumstances, it was a fantastic event anyway.
Look, any event that went ahead in the last 2 to 3 years is a positive at the moment. It's been so difficult as event organisers to put them on. So we were really thrilled with the Burnie 10 returning in 2021. It didn't happen in 2020, and it's definitely on this year. And as you said, we were throwing some challenges last year. We had to do waves for the first time. We had to do masks. I think we were one of the first major events in Tassie that required masks. So we still had around 1,800 turn up for it, which was really great.
And the highlight for me was the fly pass by the F-35 fighter jet. Have you got anything like that up your sleeve this year? That was fantastic.
It was pretty spectacular, wasn't it? There was a couple of people in nursing homes that weren't happy with us, but other than that, I think everyone on the coast loved it. It was pretty cool to have it there live indeed. So tough to beat unless we had two of them. Well, I'm not sure we'll get two of them, but we're working on plenty of things to make the event as engaging as possible for people just to watch and also participate, of course.
All right. The reason I got you on is because entries are open for it now. It's on October the 23rd, and early bird entries close on September the 23rd, so a month before. It's worth entering early because you can save a bit of money.
You can save money, and you can also get your bib. Your name on your bib, so you could get Martin or Agatha.
Right.
Have you got a nickname?
No. I have, but probably not for radio.
Probably not. Well, we better not put that on your race bib as well. But
no.
Yeah, that's right. If you enter before September 23, you get a discount, and you also choose the name that you have on your bib, which
wow.
is pretty cool.
What an incentive, because that's only normally reserved for the elite athletes, and I thought I'd never see my name on a bib. I might have to enter this year.
That's right. It's pretty cool. It's a memento to take home and hang up on your bedroom wall. The kids can take it to school and show their friends the next day. It is pretty cool.
Yeah, I've got a few race numbers hanging up in my carport, actually, from previous events. You've also got, of course, the 5 kilometre event this year, and that's become very popular now. It's been going for maybe 5 years.
Yeah, it has. And look, that was brought in because obviously parkrun's so popular and it's 5 kilometres, and it's a really achievable distance. And you know, we say the 10K is the run, and if you're not up for running the full 10 kilometres...
And not everyone is.
No, and that's fair enough. You know, if you do 5K, you're still lapping everyone who's on the couch all day. So we encourage people, if you're not up to running 10K, come along and run or run, walk, or walk the 5K. You're 100% more than welcome, and you get to go along that beautiful course and get about as close as you possibly can to the water. It's sensational.
And it's all happening right in the middle, in fact, of the Tasmanian Masters Games, which are being staged on the northwest coast. And I know that you've got some sort of cross-entry thing going on there. So the people running the Burnie 10, they're also in a 10K event for their age group.
Correct. So you can be eligible to win a finisher's medal as you cross the finish line, but also win a Tasmanian Masters Games medal. And it's a new concept that Steve Martin and the team and Mike Gunson and Mike Bonney and a few people that we know from Athletics Land are involved with, and then we thought when they asked us if we want to be involved, we thought why not, let's support that. We'll be, you know, it's such a big, strong, famous brand already, the Burnie 10 across Tasmania and Australia, and if it helps to throw the name behind it to kickstart the concept and we can be there in the first year, then we're very happy to be a part of that. So people can win 2 medals, potentially, in
yeah,
the one run.
Exactly. And now, while I've got you, Richard, of course, you're also the promoter of the Tasmanian Christmas Carnival Series, and it's still a little way off, but we've announced the date. So we've lost Latrobe, unfortunately, this year, and Hobart's taken that date, which I think was a great move, by the way, and that happened last year, too, when Latrobe was a bit uncertain. But looking at the Commonwealth Games at the moment, isn't it great to see people that we've seen competing here on the coast in the carnivals doing so well, you know, like Jack Hale in the 4x100 men's relay as well?
That's right. Jack's on at 9:45 tonight in the heats of the 4x100 metre in Team Australia's team. And I've really enjoyed watching some of the cyclists as well.
Yeah,
they perform so well.
Josh Duffy and Georgia Baker, two homegrown heroes with gold medals. How good is that?
Yeah, winning medals for Australia. And also seeing, you know, the guys like Matt Richardson and Thomas Cornish that have been coming down doing our sprints, winning medals there. And Maeve Plouffe has become one of the big names as well, and she's done the series so many times, and many others. So, in addition, quite a lot of the internationals now, we're getting a lot of interest to come out. We've got, most likely, we'll have UCI points on offer again. So, a lot of those people we've seen busting around the track of both the velodrome and the athletics track this week, we'll be seeing on the grass in the grass and also the boards and tracks in Tasmania over the summer months.
Yeah, I'm sure once the games are over, you'll be making a few phone calls and doing making a few negotiations and things like that. But from a promoter's point of view, it'll be easy to promote because we've got such wonderful athletes and cyclists.
Yeah, and we've looked after them in a different way in recent years as well. So they actually sell themselves. And I've already had a lot of them come to us and go, look, well, we want to come. A lot of internationals in particular are reaching out to us now that borders are open and travel's a bit freer. The flights aren't helping. They're very expensive at the moment, mind you, as many people would have realised. But plenty of interest, plenty of world-class athletes, both homegrown and interstate and overseas, of course. So it's not as difficult a job as it was the last couple of years, hopefully. We've had new stars come out with world titles, Com Games and Olympics in the last 12 months, and, COVID's slowly disappearing from us and borders are reopening. So if we could get through the last couple of years, Martin, I think this summer will be a bit of a breeze, hopefully. Yeah. A tailwind downhill, that'd be nice.
I really love watching things like the Commonwealth Games when you can see people on there that you know, that you've spoken to, and you know what they're like as a person, and you like to see them succeed. So really looking forward to that. We'll talk about that, no doubt, down the track when it gets a bit closer, Richard. But thank you for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Fantastic. Thanks, Martin.